Welcome back to Anti-War Radio. It's Chaos 92.7 FM in Austin, Texas. I'm Scott Horton, and our next guest for just a few minutes here, it's my friend Jacob Hornberger. He's the founder and the president of the Future of Freedom Foundation. Their website is fff.org. And this coming weekend, June 6th through 8th, they're holding the second Restoring the Republic Conference 2008, Foreign Policy and Civil Liberties. And I am honored and extremely excited that I'm going to be able to be there to witness this for myself. Welcome back to the show, Jacob.
Great. Thank you. It's nice to be back, Scott.
This is just the greatest lineup of speakers that I can imagine. Just run through the list for us real quick.
I can't tell you how psyched we are. I mean, this thing starts on Friday, and we are really psyched up. We got Andrew Bacevich, James Bovard, Alexander Coburn, Bruce Fine, Bart Fraser, Glenn Greenwald, Anthony Gregory, David Henderson, Bob Higgs, myself, Stephen Kinzer, Karen Katowski, Joseph Margulies, Joanne Mariner, Ron Paul, Justin Raimondo, Sheldon Richmond, Lou Rockwell, Jonathan Turley, and Lawrence Vance. And we just lined up a new speaker today called Jesslyn Raddick, who worked in the Justice Department during the case of the prosecution of John Walker Lynn, the so-called American Taliban.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to jot down some questions. I wonder, am I even going to have time to poach all your guests and interview them myself?
Well, we got a full load because it's going to be, you're going to have your time filled up just listening to these lectures. I mean, we have hardly any breaks. This is I think this is probably the greatest conference I've ever been part of in the many years I've been in the libertarian movement. Three days,
this is
21 speakers.
All right. Now, Andrew Bacevich is basically the quintessential, most credible anti-war conservative. He's a military guy. His son died in Iraq, and he has been writing and speaking since on the Iraq War for many years. Is that what he's going to be talking about?
That's right. I mean, he graduated from West Point. He taught at West Point. He now teaches at Boston University. His two great books, The New American Militarism, How Americans Are Seduced by War, and American Empire, the Realities and Consequences of U.S. Diplomacy. I mean, he's a conservative telling people that this pro-empire, pro-interventionist philosophy is not the way for America, certainly not the way for conservatives.
And you got James Bovard, who's the greatest libertarian journalist in history, who's published, 15, 20-something books with the hardest edge libertarianism, and all of them hilarious and... He's the best, man.
Well, yeah, he's got 9 books, and the Wall Street Journal called him the roving inspector general of the modern state.
Yeah.
And the Washington Post, George Will, called him a one-man truth squad. I mean, Bovard is one of those guys whose integrity is just fantastic, and his insights and the information he provides people. And of course, he's been writing for us for many, many years here at the Future of Freedom Foundation.
Well, you know, it's really hard to quantify these things because it's a matter of quality, but I think by either measure, Ron Paul has got to be considered the greatest champion of individual liberty, at least in the last 50, maybe 100 years.
Well, yeah. I mean, and he's just revolutionized American politics. He's put libertarianism on the national political debate radar screen, and the cat's out of the bag, and he's responsible for that. And so, yeah, now the revolution, as he calls it, is starting to spread person by person, and he's terrified the establishment and the both in the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and the mainstream media.
Yeah, he really is a genuine nice guy. It'll probably be hard to get any time to talk with him personally this time, but in 2004 he came to the Texas Libertarian Party convention, and I got to just kind of hang out and shoot the shit with him, so to speak, in the hallway at the hotel there. And he's such a genuinely honest and decent guy. I think that's one of the greatest reasons for his success in getting our libertarian message across to people, Jacob.
To show you, to confirm what you're saying about what a nice guy is, his office contacted us and said, listen, Ron is willing to stay till after the last dinner speaker on Friday night to sign books for his new book, The Revolution, for anybody that would like to have an autographed copy. So he's going to be hanging out with people after the talks, just signing books for them.
Yep. And I got to mention, too, we can't go through everybody here, but Alexander Coburn is my, you know, by definition, my favorite kind of leftist who does not pull punches at all. I don't necessarily even know what all he believes in, but I know what he's against, and I am, too.
Well, and he's got that fantastic website called Counterpunch, which is a liberal website. We've got liberals, conservatives, and libertarians at this publication, and he's going to be a fun one on the liberal side. I mean, like you say, he doesn't pull his punches.
Yep. And now Glenn Greenwald, civil liberties advocate and defender and staunch media critic. I mean, he just slays them day in, day out at Salon.com on his blog there.
Oh, I think he's got one of the finest blogs on the internet. I go to it every day now. It's entertaining. It's informative. He's had two books on the New York Times bestseller list. I mean, this all-star lineup, I mean, even just two or three of these people would make an exciting conference. We got 21 of them. It's fantastic.
Yep, and especially for the antiwar.com fans, Justin Raimondo is going to be there. Karen Kotowski is going to be there. David R. Henderson. And Lou Rockwell, the president of the Ludwig von Mises Institute, proprietor of LouRockwell.com, he's also one of America's foremost champions of individual liberty.
Right. I mean, they're all people associated with LouRockwell.com, which is one of the best libertarian daily emails on the internet. There's also Lawrence Vance that writes regularly for LRC. And so, yeah, I mean, anybody that is accustomed to reading AntiWar.com and LouRockwell.com, we got a lot of the authors speaking at this conference.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And, you know, my friend and regular guest on this show, Gareth Porter, is going to be in the audience. I don't even know who all is going to be in the audience out of, you know, friends I've made over the radio waves that hopefully I'll be able to meet in person.
Yeah, that's right. There's going to be a lot of people in the audience, too, that a conference like this, there's a lot of speakers we've had to leave out by necessity just because of the time. But some of them are going to be there at the conference also. So it's going to be a nice time for interaction, for meeting new people, for getting your batteries charged up, and capturing that sense of passion and commitment that every one of these speakers have. I mean, these speakers are the heroes of our time. They're like the dissidents behind the Iron Curtain. They're the ones leading our country into the light of freedom and limited government once again.
You know, I'm sorry because I guess I'm just feeling kind of melodramatic today. Something's bothering me. I think it may be my interview yesterday with Christopher Ketchum, where he's again got me in this mindset where, you know, if we have one more major terrorist attack in this country, it isn't going to be any restoring the republic. It's going to be way gone for a long time. They're not even going to even pretend the Constitution is in force anymore.
Well, that's entirely possible, but by the same token, there's a lot of people that have figured it out, though, and that is that it's not that the terrorists hate America for its freedom and values, it's that they hate the U.S. government for all the bad things it's doing overseas, and that was clearly the case before 9/11. You could see that in the testimony that Ramzi Youssef, the statement he said to the federal judge after he bombed the Federal Trade Center in 1993, and it's after the 9/11 attacks, where they've used those things as an excuse to continue U.S. foreign policy of interventionism, invading and occupying countries, assassinations, coups, embargoes. This is what gives rise to the new terrorist threat that America is now facing again. And I think a lot of people are figuring that out.
Right,
that,
and see, this is the importance.
Those hornet's nest, they're going to finally sting you back.
Well, this is the importance of your leadership in setting up things like this, is so that, you know, the precedent is set. We already warned them. I know you warned them way back in the 1990s, but we have to continue the drumbeat, I guess, the meme that the solution to our problem is liberty. The solution to our problem is not martial law. It's not a state of emergency and get rid of the people who oppose the wonderful plans of our leaders. The problem in this country is our leaders, and their power must be restricted. The Bill of Rights must be restored. That's the only hope for the future of this country. I know that is, well, that's what it's called, foreign policy and civil liberties, restoring the republic, setting things right.
That's exactly what it is. It's simply going back to first principles and restoring the principles of a republic and individualism and private charity that our nation was founded on. That's a pretty simple concept. As soon as people grasp it, they say, oh, I see what you're saying. Our country's abandoned its own principles. Well, no wonder we're in so much trouble.
All right, what do people got to do to get to this Restoring the Republic conference? It's this weekend in Reston, Virginia.
Starts Friday morning, it lasts through Sunday night. They go to our website, they get all the details there, the schedule, everything. That's fff.org. They just click on Conference 2008 and all the details are there. If they want to come, they should give us a call at this point, 703-934-6101, and they can register by the day, $195 a day, $360 for 2 days, or $495 for 3 days. The best package is all 3 days. You get 3 meals from the Hyatt Regency, great meals. The registration fee essentially covers the meals. They get 21 talks thrown in as part of the package. Finest talks they'll ever hear in their life, guaranteed.
Right, and now the Hyatt Regency is a bit expensive, but I have a friend of mine who's going to this conference who's arranged to get, I forget if it was the Motel 6 or whatever it was, the next town over, not very far, for a much cheaper price. I think it was going to be $150 for all 3 nights.
Yeah, I mean, because Herndon's right nearby, Sterling's right nearby. For people that are driving in, you can get some really cheap rates because it's outside the D.C. area. Reston is one of the nicest parts of Northern Virginia. We got a 50-mile paved bike trail right next door to it. There's going to be movie theaters in this area, music at night, and so forth. And the Hyatt rooms we've got discounted at $150 a night, which normally they're like, you know, well over $200, $250 a night. And so it's a really nice ambiance. We had the conference here last year. We're repeating it this year. And we all had a good time. Everybody had a great time, and I'm sure the same thing is going to hold true this time.
All right, everybody, that's fff.org. The link's right there at the top. It's the Restoring the Republic Conference, Foreign Policy and Civil Liberties 2008. Thanks very much for coming on the show today, Jacob.
Hey, thank you, Scott. See you in days.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. See you there.